Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Bridget Suter, who is the Director of Community Aid in Lennoxville. She will be talking about the various services offered by Community Aid, and also she will talk about an important presentation coming up. In the second half hour, I will be talking with Christine Blanchette, running and exercise expert and host of Run With It and The Closing Act. We will start off the show today with a song called Maybe Life Is Good by M. Byhold, and we will hear the interview with Bridget Suter right after the song.
If there was an award for being convinced that everything is bad, the world is gonna end, yeah, I'd probably win the trophy every time. I'm worried about my mom, worried about the weather, talking to myself when I'm trying to feel better. Say give yourself a break when you fall out of line.
You can take your time, you can change your mind.
Maybe life is wanna take a pill, be so medicated, write it in a song and somehow still be jaded. Everybody's saying, don't you feel so cool? Laughing about death like nothing really matters, and I'm so indifferent, I'm stuck inside a pattern. Oh, but
you can take your time, you can change your mind.
Maybe life is
for the Townships at 12, and I'm very pleased to welcome Bridget Suter today. She's the Director General of the Community Aid in Lennoxville. So welcome, Ms. Suter.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be here and chat with you about our organization.
Oh, thank you. Now, what services does Community Aid offer?
Yes, we offer many services to make it easier for seniors to continue to live in their own home. Our most popular would be Meals on Wheels. We deliver well-balanced meals to seniors who find it hard to cook for themselves or just want to have a little bit of variety in their diet. And the meals include a soup, a salad, a main course, a dessert, and they're delivered two or three times a week, depending on the area in which the client lives. We also have escort transport, which gives rides to people to either medical, legal, or banking appointments, just to make things easier and safer for them. And for those who would like a bit more companionship and moral support, we do offer friendly visits at home to help break up isolation. And if people aren't comfortable with someone in their home, we do also offer that by telephone. Otherwise, for caregivers, we have many services. So we have confidential individual support. support, either over the phone or in person. And we also have support groups in person and virtual, just depending on everyone's comfort level and what their schedule looks like as well. And we just have general information sessions for them on topics of interest. We also have here a pet care clinic, and it's just basic foot care service by a trained professional for those who have physical limitations or loss of autonomy that makes it difficult for them to care for their own feet. If not, we have grocery shopping service for those who would either like us to deliver their groceries to their home, or we can pick them up and go shopping with them so they can make their own choices as they go down the aisle. And we have technology assistance if that's something that people are wanting to brush up on, whether it be individual assistance with a laptop, a tablet, a smartphone. And we do often have some group training sessions as well. For those who want to stay fit and active, we have a stand-up program, which is a 12-week exercise program to help seniors enhance balance and prevent falls. We also have some follow-up groups to that first exercise session. And we have many social group activities, whether it be our Opals ladies group, a men's group, and a club to play cards and chat with friends from the community. So we have quite an array of services to offer people.
I see that. That's amazing. A lot of services. Now, what area of the townships do you cover?
Yes. So we provide services in Lennoxville, Waterville, Castle, DeHatley, and North Hatley.
And what requirements does someone need to have in order to receive the services from Community Aid?
Yes, so seniors will need to be 65 or older, either have a geriatric profile, or we do help out in times of convalescing as well.
Okay, and about how many people does Community Aid provide services for, and what are the most popular services?
Well, probably around 350 people. And, of course, our Meals on Wheels program, which we have kitchens running in Lennoxville, in Waterville, and North Hatley. And so that would definitely be our most common service that people come in for. But there are smaller numbers that enjoy the other services as well.
Okay. Are you looking for volunteers? And in which areas are volunteers needed at Community Aid?
Yes, absolutely. We are always looking for wonderful volunteers. Currently, we can use them especially for escort transport, so helping people get to their appointments safely. And we also need people for meal delivery, for Meals on Wheels, especially backup drivers, for when someone else is sick or away on vacation, in all of our areas. So whether it be in the North Hatley area, Lennoxville, or Waterville, it does require them having a car and being flexible for scheduling. Of course, they need to be available during business hours. So retired people who are looking for a little something to do to stay active, it's always a great idea for them. And we do also need a few extra people for the grocery shopping, which would be appreciated. So there's interest. We are looking for people.
Okay. Now, do they have to have any other special requirements if they want to volunteer?
Yes. So if they're interested, they can contact us. We do a first interview. We do some reference checks and also a police check. And if ever they're interested in friendly visits, at that point we would have a more in-depth discussion with them around their background and their interests to have a great match with the client we're going to be pairing them with.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, what challenges are you facing right now, and what about the rising cost of food? Has that been a big challenge for you?
Yes, of course, I think it is for us, as for everyone else. Not really easy that way. It certainly shows in the budget. We are very fortunate, though, that we have one small city that helps us out. We get weekly deliveries of different kinds of foods. It's different from one week to the next, but our cooks are amazing and make great meals with what we get. So that's wonderful. Other challenges, I guess, would just be to always have our volunteers available and, you know, lots of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. It's a popular place to volunteer. You have a presentation coming up. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, we will. Thank you. So we have a seniors in taxation presentation with Revenue Quebec, and that's going to happen on February 22nd in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Amédée-Baudouin Community Center here in Lennoxville. And it should cover lots of interesting topics for people. So we're going over income and deductions, non-refundable credits, for example, those with severe prolonged impairments, and refundable tax credits, which will cover caregivers and home support services, as well as tax credits for the medical expenses, contributions, premiums, social programs. So it's going to go over many topics. So I think it will be very interesting for people. We are asking that they register to attend, and we're hoping to see many people there.
Now, if they want to register, could you give us your phone number, and do you have a website too?
Yes, absolutely. So the phone number is 819-821-4779. And for anyone really who's interested in our services or helping out serving the seniors of the community, they can go to our website. So that's www.communityaid.ca. And once they're there, they can either fill out a client form or a volunteer intake form. And there's even donations that can be made directly on our website. That's now possible, so that's a great option.
Okay, you sound so well organized. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I guess just that we rely on the commitment of a really dedicated volunteers, and we really appreciate them. So a big thank you to all of them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this interview, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? Stuck on a hill, outsiders inside the home that we built. The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm late, but I'm here right now, and I'm trying to find the magic that we lost somehow. Maybe I was blind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait? But I'm here right now. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long? Turn the lights back on. I'm here right now. Yes, I'm here right now. Looking for forgiveness. I can see as we're laying in the dark.
That was a new one from Billy Joel. The song is called Turn the Lights Back On. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. And next up, we have some community events coming up, so let's get started on those. The Lenox Full Library will be holding their annual general meeting coming up on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. And on February 23rd, the Bishop's University presents Music Chez Nous with Sam Kermeyer, jazz guitarist, Leighton Harnell, bass, and Valerie Lacombe on the drums. And we have an art exhibition going on at the Foreman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University as Geo Creatures brings together artistic projects that, in their evocation, reinvention, and updating of the connections between living matter and the mineral, invite us to see life through the lens of geology and contemplate how evolution has affected our planet. The exhibition is going on until March. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and it's free and open to the community. Again, that's the Foreman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University. And check out the other exhibitions going on at the Bold Museum out in Quaticook and the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. We have an important conference with Revenue Quebec, Elders and Taxes coming up. Lenoxville Community Outreach and Surroundings invite the elderly and their close aides at a conference with one representative of Revenue Quebec on the different tax rules that apply to the elders. February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Topics covered will be old age security pension, payment of pension, federal supplements, benefits from the pension scheme, Quebec and benefits of a pension scheme, deductions. Registration is required. Non-refundable tax credits, medical expenses, and amount for severe and prolonged disability. Refundable tax credits for helping person and for homekeeping of the elderly. Responsible at communityaid.ca. 819-821-4779. The fees, socio, fiscal, and other programs, including Solidarity Tax Credit. This happens at Community Aid Office, 164 Queen Street in Lenoxville, Office 104 in the Borough of Lenoxville. Now please note there will be two sessions with different times and locations on the same day. For French, the session will take place on February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Community Help Center located at 164 Queen Street in Lenoxville, Office 104. The English session will take place on February 22nd, 1:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lenoxville. The CFUW, Sherbrooke and District will be holding a Valentine's Day tea on Wednesday, February 14th at Hope Community Church in the basement, located at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. There will be two speakers from the GRIS, Groupe Régional d'Intervention Sociale de l'Estrie, who will give a demystification workshop regarding the lives of Two-Spirit and LGBTQ plus individuals. The public is welcome. Doors open at 12:30. And Sunnyside Elementary School fundraiser, the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange for pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, February 17th. Doors are open at 12 noon, games start at 1. A concession stand will be available on-site with refreshments available for purchase. And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for Mental Health Estrie is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today.
But if someone comes along and tries to love you like I love you, don't know what I'd do, don't wanna lose you.
Everything fades, everything dies. Put me in a vase, but you can't stop time. It's not 1999, but this face is still mine. The way you look at me, I swear my heart hits rewind.
But if someone comes along and tries to love you like I love you, don't know what I'd do, don't wanna lose you. If someone comes along and tries to take you, tries to make you, don't let them change your mind.
To the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM with your host, me, Maureen. And that was Blake Shelton teaming up with Gwen Stefani, and the song is called Purple Irises. Next up, we will hear a word from a few of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard. Again, I want to thank Bridget Suter, Director General of Community Aid in Lenoxville, for explaining about all the services that Community Aid offers. I will be back for the second half hour with guest and friend Christine Blanchette, running and exercise expert, so please stay tuned. We will close the first half hour with a song by Daniel Desarcet, and the song is called Valentine.
Today is the day of love, even though every day it's you I'm thinking of. When we're together, oh, there ain't nothing better. So maybe we can do this forever. Baby, be my Valentine. I think about you all the time. the time. Whenever we're apart, there's a great big hole in my heart. There ain't no other girl in the whole wide world that could be my Valentine. Be mine. I can buy you a card or send you flowers, or I could watch you sleep for hours and hours. When we're together, oh, there ain't nothing better. I really wanna do this forever. Baby, be my Valentine. I think about you all the time. Whenever we're apart, there's a great big hole in my heart. There ain't no other girl in the whole wide world that could be my Valentine. Won't you please be mine? Be my Valentine. Be mine, be mine. 'Cause there ain't no other girl in the whole wide world that could be my Valentine. Oh no. Baby, be my Valentine.